The flatbed Toyota was too big for tight city parking, so Peter and Louis left it behind a gas station and walked up St. Paul and across the river toward the Milwaukee Public Market 4 blocks away. It was lunchtime on a blue sky October day, and they were dirty and cheerful from a morning of demolition on a property Louis owned in the city. Peter Ash was tall and bony in a faded gray T-shirt and double-front work pants torn at the knees, a blue hooded sweatshirt slung over one shoulder. He hadn't cut his hair since a large animal veterinarian had shaved his head the year before, and it now hung in a dark surfer's shag streaked with premature gray. He didn't like dealing with all that hair, but it changed the shape of his face, which was helpful. Most of the pictures they had of him were from his old Marine Corps ID, with the classic jarhead cut that revealed the shape of the skull beneath. June Cassidy liked to tease him by saying he'd be cute with a man bun. He found her seated on the far side of a table outside Colectivo Coffee, across the street from the public market. She sat sideways in her chair, looking in the opposite direction. He tossed the blue sweatshirt onto the table. "Hey, Toots," he said. "You order yet?" June held up her hand, still staring up the street. "Hang on." She wore a black Pussy Riot shirt under a running pullover and crisp mountain pants. Her bike was chained to a meter 20 feet away. She did not seem relaxed. Louis eased onto a stool like a lion into a crouch, following her gaze. He had coffee-brown skin and tight-cropped hair, black Levi's, and an NWA sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off.
"Let me guess," he said. "Weird-looking dude with the beard. Coming our way?"
June nodded. "Red hat and jacket. Something's wrong with him, but I can't figure it out." Searching the sidewalk, Peter walked around the table and took the seat next to June, his back against the building's brick. Old habits weren't always bad habits. The weird-looking dude was a quarter block away. His baseball cap was pulled down tight over mirrored sunglasses and a heavy beard. The black strap of some kind of bag, probably a backpack, showed over his right shoulder. Peter couldn't figure out what was wrong with him either. But June was right. There was definitely something strange. Maybe it was the way he walked, fast but without swinging his arms, his elbows tight at his sides. The guy wasn't clocking them at all. He stared across St. Paul toward the glass-walled public market with its rows of sidewalk benches and umbrella tables packed with office workers soaking up the autumn sun on their lunch break. As the guy got closer, Peter could see the Cardinals logo on his cap and across the chest of his jacket, two birds on a baseball bat. The day was sunny and warm, so the hat and sunglasses made sense, but the baggy jacket didn't, especially zipped to the neck. It was hard to tell the size of him underneath it, but Peter could see some bulk in the torso. Maybe he was a gym rat trying to sweat off some weight. The ball cap and razor shades told Peter something else. Some of his Marines had worn that look overseas, and many more after they mustered out. It was a way to project toughness, to make yourself unreadable, and also a way to hide the rawness of your emotions, even from yourself.